Parshas Bahar Vaidaba Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe by Har Sinai. It mentions Har Sinai. And then it discusses Shemitah. And Divrei Yisrael and many bring up this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a mountain. But it's Har Sinai, it's one of the lowest of the mountains, to teach you the Midah of Anava. And despite that, Hashem did not choose a valley. Hashem chose a mountain. A mountain has a certain degree of height. And that's coming to be Meramez. Vayigbali by Bedarkei Hashem. To have your heart raised in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Anava, yes, you need to be humble. But at the same time, there needs to be a certain pride, not the normal pride coming from ego, but a normal hisraimimus, an uplifting and a joy in kiyum mitzvahs and being mekayim the Torah. And that's why Hashem dwelt when he gave us the Torah in Har Sinai, which was a low mountain, but it had height as well. And that is an important lesson in Torah, that we need to have the proper anova, like Har Sinai, which was the lowest of the mountains, but nevertheless to feel privileged that we're banim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and take pride in that, healthy pride, lack of ego type pride, and that's the inyan of Vayigbali Bedarkei Hashem, Raimamis, and that's why Torah was given indeed on a mountain. We lay in Parshas Bahar and B'chukaisai and Bamidbar, generally speaking, very close to Shavuos. And this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, this that we lain it close to Shavuos, it's towards the tail end of Svira, because it's being meramez on this idea of Shemitah here, to teach you that for proper Kabbalah Satira, we should not be overly involved in business and in earthly matters. Yes, there is a mitzvah of Hishtadlus, generally speaking, on the Sheshes Yomim and Sheshanim, but nevertheless, we have to remember what it says afterwards. You do the normal, regular Hishtadlus, then Vitzivisi Esberchasi Lachem. I will command my bracha to you, that you do not get too deeply involved in Parnassa. You place your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, and you are have a mamayit be'esik v'asik b'teira, and then Parnassa comes hand in hand with that. And we need to recognize it not just as a Shemitah concept that's only through Ashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the farmers don't do any work, and v'tivis is berchasi, we have a special bracha that comes with it. But the truth is, it's a lesson for each and every day. Each and every week with Shabbos, Sheishas Yom and Tavayd, Bracha Shaira, if we keep the Shabbos. And even during the week itself, the Zmanim that you have in learning Torah and Mimikayim Mitzvahs and Yomamayit and Esik during those times, also with Hashkacha Pratis, realizing that Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more you have Emunah and Betachin, the more the Shefa of Parnassa will come. Now, Rav Moshe says, interesting, it says, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, that you should plow your field for 7 years. And those 6 years, rather. And Rav Moshe says, those 6 years, you can't be Seimech on Anes, you have to plant, you have to harvest. But on the seventh year, the Torah asked you from doing work, and you have a bracha that the bracha will last for 3 further years. And you can be seimech on that. That with the little that you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you plenty. And will give you a tremendous bracha in your food, and so on and so forth. And you can learn from here not to worry. Also, Rav Moshe brings this down, that don't be concerned, how am I going to, if I daven long, how am I going to make a profit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mazmin, your panasa, in a shorter period of time with a shorter shibud. That's what it says in the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamabez, that the Hasidim are Rishonim, right? Their melocha became misbareches. Their melocha had a special bracha to it. And because they were the Marach and Tfila, L'shem Shemayim. This is Venusna Aris Perya, that the land will give its fruits, that the shefa v'achaltem l'soiva is the bracha. Rashi says that there'll be a special bracha in your stomach, that you'll be full and you'll be satiated. Rashi also says, Shlo Tidagu, you're not going to have worries. And the Shefa comes down very often, he says, the Moshe Tzareba. And sometimes when you daiga, you worry too much, it's mekalkal that Shefa from coming. The daiga, the worry, pushes away the Shefa and Parnasa. And what happens is the Yetzahara, when he sees and senses that there'll be a tremendous Shefa coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what he does is he places excess worries on you. And Daigas Chas V'Shalom could push away Parnasa, even if it's mezumen to you already. It's like a ship that's about to come to the edge of the water, and with a little wind, it could blow away. And with the daiga, and with Marash Chayra, with depression, things could get delayed with the Parnasa. There could be a blockage there. Therefore, we need to learn not to worry and trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Gemara Tainis, Gemir, we learn min Shemayim, mehevi yahave. Min Shemayim, Hashem gives. The Shefa comes from Shemayim constantly. But Mishkel lo shakli, meaning we don't have a makabel. Meaning Hashem constantly wants to give us. He wants to be meisif in bracha to us and continue to be mashpia us. And sometimes, because of our worries and lack of amuna, that Shefa is delayed or pushed off to a certain extent. And we need to learn to remove those worries, sometimes by talking to other people, sometimes by being mesameach ourselves in Torah and in Tefillah, and T'chudi Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev, the words of Hashem, the statutes of Hashem are upright, and they cause a person to be happy. Misam Chelev. And the Simcha and the Betochen is a big Pesach for the Shefa of the Parnasa to be Chal. Now we know in the beginning of the Parsha it talks about Ma'inyan Shemitah Tzal Sinai, the connection of Shemitah to Har Sinai, when all mitzvahs are given to Sinai. But the truth is that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, especially to Miramez on the mitzvah of Shemitah. It says, the Chazal say in the Mechilta, the Torah was given to Darshan through the Eichle Amon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was that. Question is how the Chet Egel, or the Chet Meraglim rather, derailed it, but it seems like it was original plan that they should be delayed 40 years, that they should eat from the Mun, and they should drink from the Be'er, and the Torah should come into their Guf. So in other words, the Tzarech Kabbalah Satayra, the Eden needed to be 40 years in the Midbar, in the Eretz Lezeruah, without a Makar, a natural Makar for Mazin and for Michia. Nevertheless, nothing was missing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazmin, that they should be Makai in the Mitzvah Shemitah, and there's nothing to worry about. And what we need to know also, the Rambam says something fascinating at the end of Hilchah Shemitah V'Yovel, that the reason why Shevet Levi did not get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael is because they were separate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says not just Shevet Levi alone, but every person from who is Nadva Ruchai to stand in front of Hashem and to serve Him and removes from himself the oil of all his cheshbonis, then he's Niskadish Kodesh Kadoshim, and Hashem will give him a tremendous chus sayin oilam azeh, and Zayin Olam Abba, and he gave them Matnas Aniyim, and Matnas Kuhuna, Matnas Leviyah, and so on and so forth. And that's the idea. The idea is Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, that if someone is Pirish from Olam Hazeh as much as he can, and to learn to Torah that's given to by Har Sinai, then it's Muftach HaKadosh Baruch will be Mazmin your Panosah, just like he's mazmin the parnasa of the Shemei Shemitah that watch their fields like Hashem told them to, and Hashem promises them the tzivisi is birchasi, so to Shevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin them to for his chelek, that they were separate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, it's not just Shevet Levi, like the Rambam says. Each one of us could do so. Each one of us could decide to separate. Now, it doesn't mean, what the chiddush is here is that even if you end up in business or whatever it is, but kfi yecholtecha, to the best of your ability, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm relying on you, I'm going to learn more Torah, learn more tefillah, I'm doing whatever shtadlus I'm doing, and v'tivisi berchasi, the bracha will come. We're going to be Messiah now, what Ramosha says also, in the Rash Moshe, beautiful vart. He says, by the goyim, generally speaking, when they try to be religious, so when they're in their base tefillah, in their churches, or wherever they pray, they may behave very, very well, or in a higher elevated manner, but then they go home and they do, you know, very unhealthy things, and they do all these tayevais, and it's like a double life, where in their places where they pray, they seem very sincere and ehrlich, and then at home they're the opposite. But by us, Ramosha says, even though we do need to fear the Beis HaMikdash, that is true, but we learn out it with Hekesh from Shabbos that we're not afraid from the Beis HaMikdash Be'etzem. We're afraid, we have this yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who commanded to us to be have awe towards the Mikdash. So too, Ramosha says, our avoida in the house, on the street, as we eat, as we do all our needs, as we conduct business, that is our avoida Hashem, not necessarily always being in the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMedrash. And the truth is, Shabbos, who Yoyse Iker, he says, the Beis HaMikdash, we lived, we somehow survived over 1900 years, and we remained Erlich Yidin, but we are missing Taka the Beis HaMikdash and Ashras Hashchena. There is a tsar there that we have to be mitzar, and we need to get it back. But we need to know that a Beis HaMikdash without Torah, without the Beis HaKnesses, is nothing. Beis HaMikdash without Torah, or Beis HaKnesses without Torah, is nothing. And the Pasuk he teaches in Hosea, Daf Ches Yudalid, Vayiven Heicholos, they build these Heicholos. This was a negative thing. You're building and building and building, but you don't have Torah. So we need to learn from this, to be careful. Yes, Mikdashi Tiro, but only if Shepshasoisai Tiro. We need to have reverence for that, for Shabbos. We need to realize the Rabbein Kol Olam, the Rabbein Shel Olam, and not to lead a dual life like the Goyim do, where they behave one way in the way they pray. And they behave in a totally opposite way when they're at home. Now, yes, we may also sometimes in shul, with a covered and kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we will act with a special covered a little more than we do at home. That is true. But nevertheless, we know we come home and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at home. And we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. B'chol derechecha do'eyu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, that we should all have a good Gebenster Shabbos, Bracha should be Shaira on us, and we should grow in our Amunah and Betachin, and everyone should have Parnasa Berevach, and this upcoming Kabbalah Satira should be the best ever, be Mekabal Ur Taira, and Bracha should be Shaira on us, Begashmi Sam Ruchni Isgad Miachad. Have a wonderful Shabbos.